All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome into the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. I'm your host, Russ Furneaux, and sorry we've been out for a couple of weeks. We took last weekend off. I was trying to get in here on Sunday, but just had a lot of stuff going on last weekend, and we're unable to bring you the show, but we're here this weekend, and we'll let you know what's going to be happening here in the next few weeks. So let's talk about last night first with Fight Night. From Canada, Brandon Moreno and Amir Albazi, that main event, and pretty decent fight card last night, considering you got a big, just came off of a big pay-per-view last weekend, you got a huge one coming up, so this one just kind of fit right there in the middle, and it was pretty good stuff. So let's jump into it, because we're gonna be pretty quick tonight. We're gonna go through the fights, and we're gonna go through the remaining schedule for the year, and even into next year, what's coming up for the UFC. So we'll get through this pretty quick, and let you know what we're gonna be doing on the show the next couple of months to finish off the year. So Brandon Moreno, he took care of business last night against Amir Albazi, unanimous decision. Pretty one-sided. He was the favorite, and he delivered. Just looking at 132 total strikes, 132 out of 317, while Albazi 63 to 236, 63 out of 236. This one's just pretty much on the feet. Albazi did get one takedown. But it didn't do a whole lot, but just a classic Brandon Moreno performance, and we'll see what happens. Alessandro Pantoja has a title fight coming up here that we'll talk about when we see that on the screen here when we go through the fight cards in a little bit. But if Pantoja takes care of business, which he should, he's facing an unranked fighter, but you would think that Brandon Moreno and Alessandro Pantoja sometime second quarter of 2025 would be in the works. So then we had a great co-main event. This was the main event at one time, so this was a five-round fight, and Aaron Blanchfield needed all five of those rounds to pull off the victory over Rose Namajunas. So number three defeating number five. Rose Namajunas won the first two rounds of this fight. Aaron Blanchfield came back and won the next three, so a very, very, very close fight. But all three judges scored it the same way, 48-47, first two to Namajunas, last three to Blanchfield. And so if this had been a three-round fight, would have been a different result, but it wasn't. And Aaron Blanchfield gets it done. And, going to kind of play a little bit of a waiting game here. We've got Valentina Shevchenko probably facing Manon Firo next. You heard Aaron Blanchfield make the call out after the fight that she would love to face Alexa Grasso, the former champion. That makes a lot of sense. So Blanchfield gets Alexa Grasso. She wins that one. Then she's next in line against Shevchenko or Fiore. So we'll see how that plays out, but that's kind of what happens there. Like to see a little more from Blanchfield. Tried to take Rose down, but was able to do it a couple of times, but not as dominant as she had looked early on. And so see what she adds to her game going forward. And just going through the rest of the card, Brinson Ribeiro with a split decision over Chao Machado. Jasmine Jesuria Vicious getting a nice victory by submission in the third round over Ariane Da Silva. Then we run through the rest of the main card. Dustin Stolfus, first round knockout over Marc-Andre Barrio. That's an impressive win for Stolfus. And then Mike Vallott, him getting back on track, getting the unanimous decision over Trevin Giles. So that's good to see. Mike Malott coming back, bouncing back off a loss when he had been all the rage for a little while. But yeah, look good. So that's about the, you know, there was one surprise on here to me. Jack Shore, a popular fighter, getting subbed out in the second round by Yusuf Zalal. So, you know, Jack Shore has been a pretty popular fighter. But yeah, not a whole lot on that card, but we'll look ahead to what's coming up here. So let me pull up the schedule. And we'll throw that up there on the screen. So then you see next week, we've got another fight night from the Apex. And this is the last Apex fight for a while, because they're going to be remodeling the Apex, making it bigger, more of an arena type feel. So that should be good news going forward for those of us who don't really like the Apex. So fight night next weekend. Neil Magny against Carlos Pretez. Not the most exciting fight, number 15 against unranked fighter, but Pretez looks so good his last time out. Welterweight matchup here. Cody Garbrandt, Miles Johns, bantamweight division, women's strawweight division, number 15, Karolina Kovalkiewicz, who's always in action, it seems, against Denise Gomes, Ricky Tercios, Bernardo Sapage in the bantamweight division. Renier de Ritter against Gerald Meerschaert for a middleweight matchup. And to finish off the main card, women's strawweight division, number 13 against number 14, Luana Pinheiro against number 14, Jillian Robertson. So pretty stacked card next weekend. There's just a lot of fights on there. With that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the main card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 13 fights next weekend. Then we get to UFC 309 in 2 weeks. The big one, John Jones against Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight title. John Jones just trying to cement his legacy, defeating the greatest heavyweight ever. So it'll be tough. You haven't seen Stipe in, 4 years? So who knows what to expect in this one with John coming off that injury. We'll make some picks later on next week. So then a lightweight matchup here with Charles Oliveira taking on Michael Chandler, number 2 against number 7. Women's flyweight matchup, number 9, Vivian Araujo against number 11, Karina Silva. Great middleweight matchup here with Bo Nickel and Paul Craig. Chris Weidman, Eric Anders also in the middleweight division. Light heavyweight matchup in the prelims. Number 7, Nikita Krylov against number 7, Azamat Mirzakhanov. And a bantamweight matchup between number 13, Jonathan Martinez and Marcus McGee. Jim Miller, Damon Jackson. This is a pretty deep card. Looking for Basil Hafez again and Obon Elliott. So then you get fight night November 23rd from China. Number 3, Piotr Jan against Davison Figueiredo in the bantamweight division. And in the women's strawweight division, number 2, Yan Xiaonan against number 10, Tabitha Ricci. Another top 10 fight in the light heavyweight division. Number 8, Volkan Ozdemir, and number 10, Carlos Ulberg. Ozdemir has been pretty hot lately. Turning back the clock a little bit. And then Carlos Ulberg trying to get back on track. Tough matchup there, as good as Ozdemir's looked lately. And then you got the road to the UFC finals here down in the prelims. So, big blow this last week, the UFC 310, December 7th from T-Mobile. This is, you know, one of the flagship events for the UFC to finish off the year with the last pay-per-view, and losing the welterweight champion Bilal Muhammad to a nasty toe infection. He was supposed to take on third-ranked Shavkat Rakhmonov. That's not going to happen. So you're left with, as at the moment, a flyweight championship matchup between the champion Alessandro Pantoja and Kai Asakura. So we'll see what the UFC comes up with in the next month and a half, or month, you know, about 5 weeks, to come up with another main event for UFC 310. You've got Ciryl Gane and Alexander Volkov in the heavyweight division, Vicente Luque, and the return of Nick Diaz. I mean, this is shaped up to be a really good card, but losing that main event just really stings. Featherweight matchup, Mavsar Evloev and Aljamain Sterling. You've got Cody Durden down there, ranked fighter, and Anthony Smith and Dominic Reyes. So keep you posted on what happens there. So then to finish off the year, not a pay-per-view, but just the last event of 2024. Don't have a main event for this one yet, but they did add some fights this week. Maybe Ian Garry, Colby Covington was something we'd heard. The Amanda Ribas and Mackenzie Dern was confirmed, so Garry Covington may very well happen. Then a fight we're supposed to see earlier this year, Tracy Cortez, Miranda Maverick. Cortez got called up to face Rose Namajunas, and that left Miranda Maverick, you know, left out of that, but now they run it back here. Then you got Manel Kopp and Bruno Silva. So then the last one that we'll talk about, and this is next year, 2025, February 9th from Sydney. This is on the schedule, but nothing on this card yet. UFC 312. We'll have see if we get some more info on 311, you know, next time. Get a few more fights here on our schedule. This is the fewest amount of cards that we've had on the show in quite a while, as UFC just hasn't filled these up, you know, heading into the end of the year. So that's our look at the UFC here over the next couple of months, and we appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, just want to jump here on a quick show, as we weren't able to get in last weekend due to a lot of different circumstances. But what we're going to do is we're actually going to take next week off as well, and we're going to do pay-per-views for the rest of the year. So we'll skip out on the fight nights. We may recap those as part of our pay-per-view coverage, but we're going to do live main event coverage for the last two pay-per-views, and I think that'll be a lot more fun for everybody. Those just seem to be what is watched the most here on our channel, and so we'll be doing live main event coverage. We'll devote all of our effort to those, and you know, we'll kind of mix in the fight night stuff. Just that there's not as interesting, you know, to be honest. Just make a decision that we've had so much success with our live main event coverage that we are gonna just push all of our chips into the middle on that one. And you know, maybe we'll come in a little bit earlier on the main event and give you some picks. I guess we'll have to do that before. Won't be able to pick like we would, so we'll have to work that out somehow. But live main event coverage for the last two pay-per-views, so we're not going to do the fight nights for the rest of the year and just see how that works out. We appreciate everybody supporting us and coming on and, you know, just taking a listen to the show. Of course, you can find us on YouTube every week. You know, the time varies because we try to come in right after the fights happen, but that's just not been able to work out the last few Saturdays. So you'll always know we're on if you subscribe, because you'll get the alert and you know when we're live and we'll talk about fights. So yeah, appreciate it. And thanks everybody for joining us and supporting the show. You can find us in 2 weeks right here for live main event coverage of Jones and Miocic from UFC 309 from Madison Square Garden. I'm Russ Renaud, and this is the UFC Fight Cards Podcast presented by Orange Fire Media, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, everybody.